another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Exactly.
Yesterday morning, we had a very unique opportunity to speak to Cardinal Dan DiNardo. Was born in Steubenville, grew up in Castle Shannon, went to St. Anne's Elementary, became a priest, and then was the founding pastor of Saints John and Paul in Franklin Park, among his other roles, before he was sent to. And joining us, this has nothing to do with Earth Day. Dan DiMarco is the president of the Ross Board of Commissioners, and we've invited him on because there's a push now to call the deer herd. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Ironically and completely coincidentally, I drive through your district every morning on McKnight Road. And last week on Holy Thursday, it was kind of a deer strike miracle because I thought for sure I was going to be impacted because blindsided by a deer right at the bottom of the big hill coming out of McKnight Road before you go over the top and it becomes the city of Pittsburgh. I thought 100% this deer is going to run right into the side of the car, and it just missed, and no damage, and, you know, your heart's pumping. But every day, and it's not just your district, everywhere I go, I see deer everywhere. And I know you're acutely aware of this. So people have asked you, you said when you were campaigning in 2019, door to door, they were like, what are you going to do about the deer, Dan? So what's the game plan?
Well, Larry, we already have a game. We've been for 5 years now. We've had an archery hunt during the archery season, which is mid-September to January. We've been able to get some deer. This past season, I think we had around 48 that were harvested by the archery hunters that are placed on private properties and township properties. We just ironically last night, the Board of Commissioners approved moving forward to adopt a call. And a call is they're sharpshooters that would be on these properties. And it's done at night, overnight. And sharpshooters and the deer baited. They bait the deer with food, with feed. We're hoping that's going to take, that process is going to take a while because there's a lot of steps that have to be taken. The entity that's doing the archery program is going to be assisting with that, but there's a lot of hurdles or a lot of steps, if you will, that have to be taken in order to get that program approved and up and running. And the Game Commission will be involved. They'll be assisting and advising so that we can get that that program up and running. It's going to take a while, as I said. So it'll probably, hopefully next year, we'll be able to start that program as well.
Commissioner DiMarco, the first thing that went through my mind as I was hearing you describe the culling I was wondering in what areas would, not specifically to geographics, but what kind of areas would this be taking place? Because I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm out driving around at that hour coming to work. And I'm thinking if they're culling deer at that hour, you know, I have a concern.
Well, certainly there's a concern. And there's always a concern. There was a concern with archery. This program and this entity, Suburban Whitetail Management, is the company that does it. They have a perfect record in terms of when it comes to no accidents, no, you know, anybody harmed. So they'll be monitoring this very closely. There is a safety concern, but in the areas, they're in wooded areas, and there's and there are requirements that they can't be within so many feet of any structure, any occupied structure. So yes, it's a concern, but at the same time, these are very seasoned hunters. They know what they're doing. They know the rules. They know the regulations. We're hoping, you know, through that program and through their expertise, they're going to be able to put a bigger dent in the population of the deer. It's a big population, and it grows every year. I mean, it's every couple of years the population of deer they double. We have to come up with some more solutions in order to control the population to reduce. As you described, you're almost hit with a deer. We average roadkill picked up monthly. We average 10 to 15 deer that are picked up along the roadsides in Ross Township. We had last year a total of 261 roadkill deer picked up in Ross Township. So it's a big problem, but we have to come up with solutions. And, you know, this is a solution we're pursuing in order to put the dent in that population to reduce all these problems, you know, with cars, with accidents, with cars. They're destroying, you know, people were, when I was out campaigning that year, people were frustrated because their yards, their flowers, their bushes, they were all being just eaten away, you know.
We'll continue to follow the story and where this goes. I'm sure there'll be a lot of other communities focused in, but deer populations can double every 2 years without predators, and you're in a
That's another problem.
High population area with hitting cars, very destructive and can be deadly too. So appreciate you jumping on this morning, Dan. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Larry.
You got it. Dan DeMarco, president of the Ross.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.